All right. Hi.
There she is.
We're here for our Practice Accelerator October.
Yay!
And we have a big group today.
Yeah, enormous.
And I'm going to take a sip of my smoothie while we...
You do that. I'm going to get my book out.
Right. I'm going to try taking notes in my iPad so I don't have to try to read my scribbles later. That's what I did on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, a couple of things that came up that you mentioned I want to just chat with you on is the... where are we? Evernote. There we go. I'll put you in Evernote. All right. Okay. So you mentioned about the clinic and they don't want you to do it there anymore because you haven't been doing it for the last couple of months. So
yeah.
So basically,
I've never managed to fill a complete session.
And how many hours do you have booked there?
I don't have any hours booked there, so it's ad hoc. And there are very few centers that will allow you to do completely ad hoc.
Yeah.
Most of them at least have you on a retainer for...
Right, so you pay a set monthly fee, right.
A month.
But this you don't. You just pay for them for the sessions that you use, for the time that you book.
Absolutely. Just £20 an hour when I do see patients. But the result of that is that I get into this vicious circle of I can't book a room unless I've got patients, but I can't book patients unless I've booked a room. And so the energy is all wrong. And then within the place itself, it's a very austere Georgian place with old-fashioned furniture in the waiting room. At least there's a water cooler, at least there's a reception desk and a receptionist, and at least you can receive post there. I get booked into a room downstairs in the basement, so it's quite dark, but it's, you know, it's clinically set up, it's clinically adequate, and they're used to people taking bloods and things, so it's mm-hmm. set up for that those aspects of my clinical practice. Then in the UK, we have a thing called the CQC, which is the Care Quality Commission, which has to vet anywhere that doctors work. But if you're a therapist without being a doctor, you don't have to have that to that stringent level. People have said that as long as I'm working in the NHS, I don't need to work in an agreed place. And it's very difficult to find somewhere that's been CQC assessed, and they tend to be a lot more expensive.
Sure.
So I pay £20 an hour there. The place in Harley Street that I was at originally was like £75 an hour. And then I moved to the Hale Clinic, which is also in London. But yeah. They've now moved to Harley Street and they're charging the same sort of level as 10 Harley Street. So although it was £40 an hour at the Hale Clinic, it's now £75 an hour.
Right.
And you have to have some sort of retainer as well. So it's
but still, I mean, if you're charging your new rate of 300, right?
Yeah.
Or 250, you're still a bit ahead of the game. It's not a super lucrative.
Yeah.
Ability to do
for
it.
For sure.
So now your goal is to find, now have you talked to them about the situation and say, hey, I'm going to book more people, or you just...
No, I mean, this week I've got a VA in the UK who's been phoning people for me at last. I balked at employing her again for ages and ages, but since she's been doing that, it's just been brilliant. So she's...
And now you have appointments, but you don't have... a place to do them? Is that the situation?
Yeah. that's fine. Because as I say, I wasn't happy with the energy. The owner of the clinic is an elderly GP and his wife is the practice manager and she's sort of really morose. And you know, one time I asked if I could come and give talks to their clientele and they said, no, we don't do that.
So it sounds like there was this push energy from you, right?
Yeah.
Which was keeping you from actually following through with these clients because you weren't really feeling positive about doing it there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so what are you going to do about these appointments now that she's making these appointments? How are you going to handle that? What are your options?
Well, I can see more people on Zoom. And certainly these reduced rate strategy sessions should be on Zoom.
Yes.
And I'm thinking I may be able to use a non-CQC approved place.
Yeah, as long as you don't have to draw blood. If you'll have to have, you can send them to a lab to draw blood, right?
Yes, well, I can draw blood on home visits.
Oh.
So, you know, but I'm wondering whether to do the blood spot test. I mean, are the blood spot tests a lot less accurate than drawn blood?
Well, there's not as wide a variety. So, I mean, I think for your hormone testing, you can do Dutch, which they use at home. Blood spot fatty acid, you can do a blood spot insulin. There's certain things you can do, but there's just a limit to the number of blood spots.
You can do thyroid and you can do vitamin D on blood spot.
Yeah.
So
it's worth trying. It'd be great. Yeah,
and that way I can just do it from Zoom and send the things to them.
Right. Right. And then you don't have to pay anybody anything for the per hour, except for Zoom to $25 a month or whatever. Mm. Much lower overhead.
Yeah, so there's that. Some people will want to see me face to face, but I see so much of the follow-up being on Zoom that will just free up. So I've got one lady who is never free on a Monday, so she's lapsed, but I can do all the follow-up. And, you know, if somebody has got symptoms that need a gynecological examination, they need to see their GP anyway. It's not going to be enough for me to do it because of the continuity with the arranging a scan and things.
Right. Plus they have they can go over the results with you and you can put together a more holistic plan. Is using your guest house an option?
Not really, but this, my office, I set it up as a consulting room, but again, it's not CQC approved. But then if that's not necessary, if I clear up all this clutter, that's an option.
Yeah. Then you have to have them in your house versus in the guest house. That's why I was thinking the guest house.
This is the guest house. And the thing is using the loo. So it depends if it's, I can't block it out from having a holiday cottage let at £200.
No.
So it'd only be if by chance. So there's a spare room upstairs. I've seen patients in before. Okay. I've seen about 3 patients in there.
Okay.
Just got to make it look more professional, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Which, you know, from a perspective of expense is a lot less than.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to turn this into a celebration.
Yeah.
Okay. So celebration is you got to kick in the pants about this place that you were feeling bad energy about anyway.
Yeah.
But it was there and it was reasonably priced and all that. And now you get the opportunity to really expand your online business.
Yeah.
Which expands it from being a local, you know, London, Devon, whatever area to a little bit more international, worldwide, any place that anybody speaks English.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's good. And I think what we'll do is we'll go to Annette for a celebration and then we'll just come back and we'll, you know, work with each of you on what you need.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, this patient that I saw today, she rang me when I was just in the car approaching home.
That you saw her at the same clinic?
I saw her at home. It was my last client there.
Okay.
And she was sort of having cold feet about having supplements and things. And I didn't structure the appointment. It was an hour long appointment, basically. And I didn't structure it like a strategy session. So I'm back to doing sort of crisis managing like I expect to, you know. And so she rang me having cold feet about going on any supplements at all. And I just feel that the education piece of the online course, whether it's in person, in a group, or home study, is key to the next steps, and to my next steps as well. It's much more leveraged. Mm-hmm. Sorry, and let's go.
Absolutely. I'm just going to type in there that so much of what we do is connection and education. And if you're trying to do the education as part of one-on-one visits, unless you have somebody who's filthy rich and is going to pay you a lot of money to just teach them stuff one-on-one, it's limited. And as the givers, we end up pushing too much to give ourselves and try to squeeze it all in. Then we overwhelm them and they don't see the value. They don't see the what they need. So this goes back to what we had done over the weekend, was creating the video that says this is what we do and this is why it's important. And then bunches of series of little videos that educate them along the way, even without having to have the formal course and all this, just these little educational videos to help them shift their paradigm and their mindset so that they're not, you know, like you can address that with, well, you know, you're taking medications for it, the only way to, but on the other hand, that's time, right? That's time trying to convince them of something as opposed to saying, I hear you. I made a video just about that. And even if you didn't make a video just about that, you make one just for her that then you can use for other people, right? It's like, what do they call it? Something, the mother of invention, right? I don't remember what the name of the thing is, but it's you use those situations to create that. Oh, I have this, I'm going to send you a video and, you know, to try to explain to you whatever. And then you create the video and then you have in your library and you just stick it on a page somewhere. You put a link to it on a page somewhere so that the next time you send somebody to that page and they watch that video, they watch another video and you have all your different videos that way. Lynn?
I do that with my membership group. Actually the people who get the private one-on-one with me through the membership group, I have like a little library. I kind of mirrored what Dr. Reed Marie has. And so there's just, mine aren't so much videos as documents, mm-hmm. but they have access and it's just all part of a WordPress site. So mm-hmm. it wasn't a hard thing to do.
Not hard to do at all. Yeah.
But it's also an enticing thing for them to see. If you're creating a sales page, you know, you get access to your own personal library and it includes a video on blah, 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 a document on blah, blah, blah. And
you could populate a library like that pretty easily by going through NEPT and finding all the done for you stuff and just start popping stuff up there. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that way they feel, and you don't have to keep educating them over and over again. Okay. Cool. Annette, we missed you Sunday. Oops, I don't hear you.
Now?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay.
Are you in bed? Are you okay?
I'm in bed because it's cold.
Oh, because you're trying to keep warm. I know. I couldn't get out of bed this morning either. I was like,
I did our small group call from here too. Allison, the joy of working from home. You can do it from bed. I said, I really had wanted to be there, but my daughter planned the trip to Houston and we did birthdays that day. And my mom has finally agreed to start releasing things from the house. So from when my stepfather died 3.5 years ago.
Oh, no.
So, we're going to start going down there way more frequently than I would like to be, but while she's willing to let things go, we have to go get rid of things.
Yeah.
So that was what we were doing. So yeah, I would have preferred to have been on the call, but we had a good time at lunch on Sunday. So that was good.
Okay.
So I did the quick little slide thing about Rainbow Foods.
Yeah. I saw that.
That took me less than 30 minutes. Not kidding.
That's amazing. It was so beautiful. And if you, I mean, this is a, you're giving me ideas like, oh my God, we could just create these little slideshows with music to educate people and have them have a link to click to.
Well, I learned from the first one
that,
you know, the timing on the slides and it had to be simple. And I wanted to get something simple and fast so I could see.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the process of a short one. And by keeping my words short, you know, I didn't say much on any of those slides except maybe the first one. Yeah. I could time them. I loaded, I made the three pictures on Canva, saved them separately, and then I loaded them individually onto Facebook, set it up as a slideshow, and you have to pick the same amount of time for each slide, which was the problem with the longer one.
With the longer one, right.
And they've got music on there that you can pick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I didn't even have to find music for that. So, like, I'm not kidding when I said the hardest, the most time-consuming part of that whole thing was finding the pictures I wanted to use. Because I knew the words.
And you did it on Facebook, so Facebook has the ability to
do that. Okay, I did the slides on Canva.
Right, but I mean, the putting it together as a presentation.
When you go into post, you like to make a post on Facebook, there's one of the drop downs is slideshow.
Oh, wow.
And so that
and you just pick the pictures that you want in it, and then they ask you what's the timing between slides, and then what's the music, and oh my God.
And it was done. So that was a real good learning experience and playing. So now I know if I have 40 minutes to kill and I've got something short to say, boom, it's out there. It's done.
Yeah.
The one, pardon me.
Oh my, my brain is going in all kinds of directions from this.
Yeah. You know, you've got so many slides already, you know, and the music is there. Okay, it's not like fantastic choices. And the one that you hear all the time on the recipe ones, that song's on there. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm not doing that one.
I'm not doing that one.
So that was, like I said, it was like 30 minutes.
Awesome.
Just not tough at all. Now, the longer one, I've redone the slides.
So you can do that in PowerPoint so you can.
Well, I put them in PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And I've redone them. And, you know, less words, made more. So it's longer.
Like split them the way we talked about splitting them. Yeah. Okay.
I went and found a site where I can use their music. Mm-hmm. I just have to give them attribution somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not paying anything for it. It's free to use. Where I'm at now, and then we left and went to Houston, is figuring out. Because I'm not sure I don't think I can do it in PowerPoint, or I'm not that advanced yet. How do I take the slides and the music and get them together and then have something that I can post, then to have that end use product?
That would be where you could use something like Camtasia. What? She has an idea.
So I went to my networking group today and I posted in the comments here and in the NEPA group this fabulous free resource for creating videos from pictures and stock videos. You can add music is on the website, and I'll post the link to Vivian's profile where the one she created is, and it's absolutely brilliant. So I'm going to be using that, but it does all the things that you just asked for.
Excellent. Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, because for me, I could just use my Camtasia and I would just play them both. But this is, if it's easier than that, like, because I have Camtasia, I would create my slide presentation and then I would play my slide presentation. Again, I can linger on each one and I could be playing the music, because you could put the music in as a track on Camtasia. So it's a little bit more complicated, but not that hard to do.
I've already timed out the slides. Because I can do that part on PowerPoint. So like on PowerPoint right now, I can go and I can just hit play and I can watch them. I can watch the whole slideshow.
Okay, so you're wondering how to put the music in.
But I need to get the music there. And if this works, so that's what I need. How do I get the music there?
Yeah.
Get it all together and then get it out.
Got it.
So I will definitely look at that, Allison. Yeah. If not, I snagged that Camtasia off something you had posted somewhere else.
Yeah. And there's others. Camtasia is expensive. It's like $300 for, you know, it's not super expensive, but it's $300 for a license. It's not like $300 a month or anything or whatever. But I do it a lot, obviously. I mean, it's more than paid for itself over the last 5 years I've had it. So,
yeah.
So,
and the Facebook thing, I'll do more of those. That was actually fun.
Those are simple, right? It's so, you know, and you can just get a message out there and people watch those little cute videos, right? And if they can have music on, because better than words, than you saying the words, because then they can just watch it, read it, and they can watch it at the dentist's office where they may not be able to listen to it with sound.
Right.
Yeah, I like it. And people are fascinated with the recipe ones. Because I kept thinking I love to take pictures as you're making a recipe. Just take pictures of the different steps and put some words over it and then put the recipe there. People love those kinds of things.
Yeah. You could edit that out of all those, the kitchen shows you do.
Yeah, true.
So anyway, yeah, it was fun.
Great. Yay. And have you posted the rainbow one yet?
The rainbow one's posted, and even though I'm getting ready to take that website down, I went ahead and put it there just for the practice of posting it and going through that process.
And you posted it out to your Facebook groups. And
yeah. So it's out there. I mean, the other one's going to be better. But again, it was just what's the process and to get my feet wet to see what I can do it.
Yeah, awesome. Yay! Moving in that direction. Yeah. All right. So we'll give each of you a chance to speak and share and go back and watch the videos from Sunday. I know it can be time consuming, but do it while you're cleaning up or dry. I don't know, whatever. There was a lot of really, we had a lot of good insights that we shared.
Is the video out yet?
Yeah, Lynn actually posted it on the link to it on the NEPA page, on the Facebook page. And it's up on the site, Lynn. It's already posted on the site. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then we're going to get a TEMI transcript, so that might be even better. Jazzy, I didn't realize Jazzy's never done the TEMI that somebody else must have done. Maybe it was Doreen or somebody. So I gave her the links to do that and get the TEMI transcript. And then I told her to just put, there's a way that with TEMI, you can click it and then it says get link. It's similar to a Google Drive, get this link. And then we'll just put that link to the TEMI transcript so you can be watching it, you know, reading it and going, huh, what did she say there? And listen to the piece that you want to listen.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Okay, cool.
Okay, so Allison, what do you want to work on? And I'm going to throw something out here because I had this idea yesterday as I was, you know, we did this thing Sunday and seeing where people are getting tripped up and stuck in the process. And I was thinking about, you know, in offering, you know, new level, new people into getting into Practice Accelerator, offering a done for you component, like we'll do your opt-in, right? You don't have to go find the person. We're going to set it up for you. We're going to get Jazzy to set up a gorgeous opt-in page and a thank you page and a tripwire page. And if you don't have something to host it on, we'll host it on our ClickFunnels.
Yeah.
You know, and other pieces like that. So if there's other pieces like that, they're going, oh, and it's just, I get there and then, what are those pieces that would make really good done for you that would say, yes, I want that. Yes, I want that. You know, especially if you're, you know, just starting. So
it's interesting, isn't it? Because some people aren't at the stage in their journey where they understand the value of that. And then other people are.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they'll learn it pretty quickly.
Yeah. But any of those things that you think would be like, what's tripping you up and what's holding you back from moving forward, that if you had somebody that was just going to, you would hand it to and get it done and get it back, would be really valuable. So anyway, I'm not asking for that now, but you can post it to the group or whatever. Because it occurred to me as I was falling asleep and I had to turn the light on and jot down some ideas.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. All right. So.
Oh, good. Okay. So, so we did a lot of work on the opt-in page for and going through the free strategy session. No, the paid strategy session.
Right.
Video. And creating a video for that. So those are my next steps. The system I have worked very well for this lady I saw today. I spoke to her on the phone on Monday, sent her the link to the contract, which she signed. The system then sends her an invoice, which she paid.
Yay.
So when I use the system that's in Coach's Console, it works really well.
Yes.
So it's just having the confidence to use it and to use it consistently.
So what would you, what about that do you requires confidence to use it? Because it seems pretty, what you just described seems pretty straightforward.
Okay. I just needed the confidence that the contract was set up right, and I've now adjusted it for the ad hoc sessions, and I then got to adjust it for each package to make it work. But that won't take very long. It'll like take like 15 minutes at the most for each one.
For each one, right.
And there's, the system works so well that that it'll just be straightforward. Can I just ask quickly, Mihaela says, is she in, is supposed to be in this group? Because she didn't get a link. Oh,
this is the diamond and she's in the gold.
Oh, that explains it. Okay, good. So the next step after that is...
Right, so when are you going to, let's, before we do that, 15 minutes per, you don't, okay, when are you going to get it done?
Yeah, well, those, the contracts were at the end of the, our stream of jobs for me to do, and I was to have had three of the items finished by the end of today. My locum, I had a locum yesterday, but it finished early, so no excuses there, but here I am.
Okay, so what's at the top of your list?
The top of my list is the offer page, which I've done before, and I've just got to do it, and I've got your template to use as a basis. And so on your offer page, we were talking when on Sunday about I guess one of the things that I would really like help with is lead pages, actually.
Okay.
Would that be possible?
Mm-hmm.
Because every time I open lead pages, I get sort of overwhelmed. So we've got...
I haven't been in a while, so, and they've changed things a bit.
Right.
I can still figure it out for you.
Yeah, sure.
And this is the thing, when I go back to the done for you.
Yes.
Get your opt-in, let's get your, you know, get your video set up.
Yeah.
My person can do it in very short order. Mm. I mean, she can do it if we give her the right copy. So,
yeah.
Anyway. So, lead page, do you want to go in there and just show me where you're getting tripped up and we can get this puppy going? you have the text kind of outlined?
Not yet, no. I mean, I have had previously, but no, I haven't.
Okay.
So, maybe if you deal with Annette first and I will piece something together while we're doing that.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay, Annette.
Okay. Well, I did open up that Lumens page, but that's all I've done is open it. So I'm looking forward to seeing.
You opened up the web page? Sorry.
The Lumens page that Allison posted.
Okay. Got it. Because,
you know, I'm going to have to spend some time over there and I don't want to take group time for that.
Where'd you get with the, you were hiring someone?
I should be getting it any day now.
Yay.
Yeah. So that should be done real soon.
And she's going to do it on a WordPress?
Yeah.
WordPress. Got it.
Because that's what I have. So, you know, that's kind of working and then I got these things. So I guess maybe more topics for little short slides. What is flashing over in the corner? The black stick behind you. It's like a flash.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Yesterday I couldn't get this to work for Instant Teleseminar, but my mic wasn't working on my laptop. So I had this set up from when I do exercise with Maria on a stick. It's a camera. So
okay.
Unplug it. It stops. Okay. So I had it up there just to use it, the microphone of it. And I forgot I had it there. What is it? I don't want to blind you. Okay. So let's talk about the strategy. So once you get your opt-in, let's talk about the strategy to drive traffic to it.
Okay. Do you need to go?
Let me just get that taken care of. Cassidy? Quiet. What's there? Who's there?
Sorry about that. I don't know why the locked door was locked. Okay.
Oh my gosh. I'm so cold. All right. So what are some of your thoughts? And we'll give you some idea. I'll give you some ideas. So now you've got it done. Okay. The day comes, she gives it to you. You check it out. It's beautiful. You test it. It works. You opt in yourself. You get delivered your freebie. Now what? How are you going to get people to know about it?
Well, obviously I'll post it on my stuff. And then I was going to reach out to some of the diabetic groups that I'm on.
Okay.
The ones that will allow.
Yeah.
And there's a couple, there's one woman I talked to through Jody Stanislaw, and Jody put us together, and, you know, she would probably be willing to let me do it because she knows what it, you know, we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And if she blesses it because it's her page, you know, be there.
And get it out there. Okay. Yeah.
She has like, you know, 10,000 people on that page.
Great. Great.
So, and possibly even reach out to Dr. Jody. You know, she might take it for me too. Put it out to her people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what you're doing is very different than what she's doing.
Right. And Jody, when I talked to her one time, had said, we need people to take care of the parents. You know, nobody takes care of them. So, and there's another woman that also made that comment to me that nobody works with the parents.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And she's a health coach. So she works with diabetics, but she works with the diabetics because she's the diabetic.
So, okay. Right. So she doesn't work with the kids, with the parents. Okay. So refresh me. You don't have a back end yet for it. You don't have the paid thing coming off of that. So really right now it's list building.
Yes.
The goal is list building. Mm-hmm. And then what I want to hear from you is what are you going to do once you get them in your list, right? You're not going to let them sit there and wait till you have a product.
I need to finish the swappy tripwire thing.
But even if not the tripwire, even before the tripwire, because that's just yet another, okay, there's technology, it's going to take time, whatever. Once you get them into your, is it MailChimp that you have?
So
once you get them into MailChimp, do you have the welcome email? It says, hey, thank you for signing up. Here's your thing. Do you have a series of emails written after that?
No, but remember I bought a series that's done and all I need to do is go in and change them.
Oh, a nurture sequence?
Yeah. It's the whole sequence.
Okay.
That just takes sitting down.
You're going to edit them to put in your specific information and tips. Yeah. And
like $10, I bought a couple sequences or something. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. So you've got that taken care of. Make sure so as soon as you get this ready, I'd like to see those ready to go.
Yeah.
So that there's no delay. She gets you back the thing. You've got that series in, sign yourself up, give it to all of us to sign up so we can give you feedback on what that series looks like, you know, how to make it better, make it hotter, or leave it just the way it is. So that's the piece I would be working on. Won't take you that much time to do.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. All right. And then from a perspective of all this,
you usually do like, you prefer like 7 of those?
I think 7's nice.
Okay.
But even so, if you don't have your tripwire ready by then, I want you to keep writing.
Okay.
Just keep in touch with them and write to them at least once a week with some kind of tip. Because if you get out of the mode of writing to them regularly, they forget about you. Who is she? Then when you do write to them, they go, who is she?
And I can do those quick little slideshows and send those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be awesome. In fact, I might insert them into that one when you finish that one. Oh my God. That one has to be inserted real early on.
Yeah.
You want them to get to the point where they go, okay, now what do I do about this? How, and then you go, oh, by the way, here's how I can help you. So when they create that question in their mind, oh my God, I got to do something. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? There you are with here's what to do. And that tripwire is going to be awesome because, hey, you know, here you're talking insulin with that slideshow. So that slideshow is a great prereq or preview to that. And then they're going, oh my God, yeah, they're up and they're down and they're all over the place. And then you have, hey, here's some really good things to keep it steady from having them have those super lows. And in terms of selling that, what do you have in place? Google Card, PayPal, what do you plan to do to actually sell it?
Hadn't gotten that
far. To collect money. Okay. So let's, because these are little things that you can be doing while all this stuff is happening. So
PayPal.
You do have PayPal?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can set up a PayPal link.
Okay.
Right. And so when you get there, it's just basically yet another page that's, can be done on the WordPress site. If you like this work that this person does, you have her do this page and you create the copy for that. Even before you have the item, sometimes it's good to create the copy for it and then create the item to fit the copy, because you can be thinking about what do the people need? How can I support them? What are their pains? What are their desires? You create that and you go, okay, I have to include this into this and this into this and this into this. But I think you're mostly done with that.
Yeah, it's tweaking and adding and,
Yeah.
Labor, another one of those things you labor over.
Yes. And what is it? Imperfect action. Take imperfect action. Somebody was talking yesterday, they called it the MVP, minimal viable product. Yeah. What's the minimal viable product? What can you get out to market that's going to get there? And then you can enhance and like strategize.
That, yeah. The first A1C slideshow. That was minimal.
That was minimal viable product. That's exactly what you did. Exactly. And you took the action and you did it. And there you go.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So action steps then for you.
Well, get ready, get the nurture sequence done. And we did some, I just need to change those up.
Yep.
Get the opt-in back from Jenny and get that set up and get the tripwire finished and add some slides, make some more quickie little slideshows to go into the nurture sequence. Building up to the A1C one, but getting the A1C one done and out. I'd like to get that out too.
Yeah. All right. So make a list and just check them off and go through.
I highlight as I go.
Because you got this, and I'm anxious to get this out there. I want to get it out there. And because the program itself, like here, you said, what's some ideas for the little slideshows? Think about the program. And think about pieces that are like little teases for what you're going to do in this 6 or 5 or 7 module program, right? And those little things should be teases that once you get them out there, once you have the program going, you can go back and put these in places and go, something at the end or something somewhere that says, as we teach in module 7 of our module, this, we go into way more detail there. Right. But that's the after they watch it and they're hooked on it, or you have them opt in at that point so if you can, once you've got your opt in going, you can then have people, you can do these slideshows out there and then somehow connect it. You have to connect it to your opt in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Thank you.
Got it. All right. You weren't on the call Sunday. It was basically a let's kick your butts into gear call. So I'm just giving you a little bit of that. Let's kick your butts into
gear. No, that's fine. I told you early on I needed that. And I'll go back and listen to the call and read it to get that info. Cool.
All right. Thank you. All right, Allie.
I'm unmuted. Right.
You are now.
Okay, so let's do a screen share. This is imperfect non-action. Okay. I'll just change that font size. So I've got, this is the text from your opt-in page for the strategy session.
Yep.
And so I'm calling mine Break Free from the Hormone Prison Strategy Session. Don't know if that's okay.
So, you know, we talked about the prison before. I kind of liked it and some people didn't like it. I'd love to hear other people's opinions about the prison. Does that really relate or is there another word? I like the break free for sure. Right. Yeah. Hormonal prison, you know, it's like kind of like.
Hormone turmoil. I don't want to put hormone hell because that's even stronger.
No.
Okay. So break free. Okay. Menopause. I don't know.
But okay, so they're dealing with
the hormone hot house.
The hormone hot house. Get out of the hormone hot house strategy session.
Well, actually, it could work because you talk about a lot of plant-based things, and a hot house is where you have certain things like, I don't know.
I think maybe we don't use hot house so much in the UK.
Mm.
Sauna. Right,
let's move on to that. We can always, you know, we can, well, the way to do it is to just keep writing down ideas and ideas and ideas and ideas until one hits you.
Yeah.
Okay. That one is a working title for now.
Yeah. Okay. So in your 45-minute consultation with Dr. Ali, you'll receive help with identifying a bold health goal and time frame within which to complete it. So this is sort of generic.
Yes.
The thing is, I'm getting people approaching me about functional medicine and about thyroid as well as about menopause. So the question is, do I skew this just towards menopause or do I make it broader? And, you know, as you know, there's...
There's...
advantages of both. A few steps you can take immediately to ensure that your diet and lifestyle habits support you in reaching your goals for health and hormone balance. I'm just wondering.
I don't think this is strong enough, Ali. I think it's too generic. It's too much like mine and it's generic. I think, first of all, I would like to see you discuss their pain first. This is not a great example of like one of the best things out there. It's just, you know, it was a real quick and dirty. I would be putting in pain. What's their pain? Right. So, are you struggling with blah? Do you wish you could make it through the night without waking up in a pool of hot water? No, whatever. Are you cranky and irritable and you know it's your hormones. You know it's that time of your life where your hormones are starting to shift and you don't like it. You want something different. I know what it's like. I've worked with thousands of women in this situation in my 20+ years of whatever it is, years of practice as an MD. In the NHS, and I know what you're going through. I also know that Western medicine or the NHS doesn't have answers. I wasn't able to provide those answers when I was stuck with doing a 10-minute appointment, and all we could do is give drugs that didn't really do the trick. And there's more. And what I've discovered in my work as a functional medicine doctor in studying and applying these principles is that when we can understand what's at the heart of it, we can correct the underlying imbalances that menopause should be a breeze. Menopause should be just a transition, another transition in your life. And that's what I want for you. I want you to be sleeping soundly. I want you to be... enjoying your relationships at your best at work. And that's why I created this, you know, this whatever, call it. So I would even take away that thing at the breakthrough strategy session. And that, so you start out with just this, we'll come up with a headline. But then in my breakthrough to hormone balance strategy session, here's what you're going to get. We're going to identify, and I would say, look at, we're going to identify what's out of balance that's causing your hormones to squirm, to rebel, to, you know, not make a happy transition. I'm just throwing these out there, you know, just to give you a general idea. But that's what I would do, is have that piece up at the top that hits their pain, that hits the possibility for them. And then in this strategy session, here's what we're going to do. I wouldn't start with the identify the bold goal thing. I would start with, we're going to identify the factors in your life that may be contributing to your hormones being out of balance. We're going to look at blah, blah, blah. And then what are the things that you're going to do? Don't try to use my words. Like, what is it? Let's just talk about it. When you meet with this person, what are you getting at, and what are you wanting to give them?
So they're coming to me with, basically, most of them, as I've said before, they've done some research online and they've decided that bioidentical hormones or functional medicine is the answer to everything. A lot of the time they've done a lot of work on diet, and they don't realize that there's more that they can do. And so I don't think they're just putting diet and lifestyle habits is going to bring them in, because they think they've already done all that.
I think they've already done that.
Yeah.
So I would be looking at...
They're not gluten free or anything, you know.
Yeah. Look, identifying... you may want to say up there philosophically, right? Something about... maybe you've read about the wonders of bioidentical hormones. And bioidentical hormones can be wonderful, but they're not miracles. There's more. I want to help you to identify what's out of balance, how you can prevent it from going out of balance. What are some natural approaches with food, supplements, herbs that you can be incorporating? I mean, that sort of thing. So it's really to get at, to get them to question that it's not just about bio, because you don't want the ones coming in that just want bioidentical hormones. So you might even address that. You may have heard that bioidentical hormones, you know, they're certainly better than using animal hormones or synthetic hormones, because they are mimicking what the body is. But we want to get to the heart of why. Why are your hormones out of balance? And guess what? It's not your age. It really isn't your age. You know, be controversial. It has to do with what's been out of balance up until this age. Because quite frankly, menopause is just supposed to be this smooth transition where you're no longer fertile and you can step into your own power. And it may not be like that to you, but that's what it should be. You're no longer having to take care of everybody else. You get to take care of you. But by the time women reach this time in their lives, they've been so out of balance, nutrients out of balance, hormones are out of balance, neurotransmitters are out of balance, everything's out of balance. And so this becomes a horrific rocky road. What if instead of a rocky road, it was a walk on the beach? I'm giving you ideas, you know, my words are just flying out without real thought, real, you know, without like logic. But that's the kind of thing you want to get at, right? You want to question. You want to be controversial. You want to question what they know. And they're like, whoa, what does she know that I don't know? It's not just about giving you a bioidentical hormone to get you through this period. It's about empowering you to be the best you can be. To have great hormone balance, to have a great sex drive, to have a strong and healthy bones and heart, and to just move into this next phase in your life with power and grace and ease and joy. Does that make sense? Like you're creating like what's the hell they're living in? What's the promise of what they can have? Let's set up a strategy session. Let's talk about this. Don't call it a strategy session, a breakthrough session or a discovery session or what. Yeah, I like breakthrough. I really do like breakthrough. And let's come up with a plan. And this is what you'll get as a result of being in here. And what are they going to tangibly have to walk away with. That makes sense?
Yeah, that's why I was hoping to have the Temi back, because I was going to base it on what you'd already said on Sunday.
Well, hopefully it'll get back. I mean, yeah. I've got to go figure out. I could probably have it back in 3 hours if I could go.
Well, usually it comes back within an hour of me emailing it to them.
Even if it's long, like this was four.
Yeah, well, you know, an hour comes back within minutes. So okay.
Yeah. So. Let me see if Jazzy did it. If not, I'll try to do it myself tonight. Or Lynn can figure it out. Somebody can figure it out. It's so easy. Well, it's uploading. I think it's just uploading the files, or it's just giving
them. Right. I just didn't know if you had an account.
Oh, yeah, I do. Temi.com. I posted it in that teamwork task where you said you came to me. Yeah, I posted it.
Because I asked Scott. He didn't know anything. So
it's in teamwork. It was in okay. Robot. Yeah, we've used it a gazillion times. And when you log in there, you'll see all the old ones that I have in there. After Allie told me about the phone, I started putting some of my recordings that I've done on my phone on there.
Yeah, I saw others where you got the recording back. I just didn't.
Yeah, if you go into that team desk, I bet you can even figure it out right now. Because I think they say just give them a link. If it's an online link, I'm pretty sure you can even just give them a link to the file online. You don't have to upload them. And she posts the MP3s to those, I hope. Like under the video, she usually posts the MP3s. Anyway. But okay.
There was a chat and everything too. So the chat log and everything was in there too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is what you want, right? When you're going to try to sell them, even if it's not a cheap thing. Even if you're going to sell it for $100 or $47, you still have to get them convinced as to why, right?
Yeah.
Pain, pleasure, how you're going to get them there.
Yeah.
Identifying factors that are contributing to your hormone imbalance, a few steps you can take immediately, and then make sure you took a long-term strategy to help you identify the root cause of your current health and hormone challenges and put into place the nutrition and lifestyle habits. Might want to mention, because you said nutrition and lifestyle may not be hot enough for them.
Yeah.
Place. You could add the word supplementation program, right? Because supplement can imply herbs, it can imply nutrients, and it can imply bioidenticals. Mm-hmm. And you may put in there, identify if bioidentical hormones are part of your solution. And that could be in that in the long term. Or maybe it's a long-term plan, which might include, you know, components from the following areas, you know, diet, nutrients, herbs, bioidentical hormones, lifestyle activities, that sort of thing. So sort of to give them the idea that you're not just going to tell them to eat a good diet and send them on their way, or tell them to meditate and send them on their way. That you're going to take into effect all that. You might even say, identify in the long-term plan, identify what testing is required, if any, you know, if any testing, lab testing is required, what those would be, what the best test for you would be. Because they're thinking, oh, she's going to draw blood and she's going to give me a hormone prescription. And that's not what you do. And that's not what you want You want them to see that there's so much more. And if you build that in your beginning part, that a lot of people think that all they need to do is to take hormones at this point in their life, when in reality, no, that's not, you know, there's so much more. And you talk about the other approaches. And then they're prepared for it. And then the bullets are saying, yeah, great. I get to have some things I can do right away. And she's going to give me a plan. Great. This is great. Love it. Anybody have any input on that? Does that sound reasonable?
I really like the emphasis you're giving and kind of the toughness you're giving to Allison about really grounding in what she's bringing forward to these people. Because without a doubt, we all know how brilliant she is, because once she's getting in there, but it's you believing that and really grounding yourself in that. And so as you put this stuff out there, it's kind of like when we make food, we put part of ourselves in there and other people receive that. They're going to be receiving the energy you put into this. And so as you deliver this to them, really believe that you can do this. Because the words will matter, but not as much as the energy you put into this.
Yeah, and they want you want them to feel you. But here's the other thing that really has helped me a lot in writing. This emphasis. You want what you write to repel the people who are not right for you. More so than attracting the people that are, you want to repel the people that aren't right. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking of who are we going to attract? Who are we going to repel? Right? Mm-hmm. Somebody who just wants to get a blood test and then a prescription and have it refilled every 6 months. You don't want those people. But you also want to educate them if they are those people. Say they are, that's what they're thinking they want.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hit them from that education-based marketing. Remember, we talked about that the other day, where 3% of them are actively looking for it. My letter is written for those 3%. That's it. It's written for that those 3%, right?
Yeah.
If we're going to go out big time and try to really promote this, we're going to write it in a different way. Because then there's the people who know they have a problem, but they don't really know what the solutions might be, and they're not really looking for a particular solution. And you go, oh my God, yeah, I didn't know that. I thought every woman was supposed to have this happen when they hit menopause. I thought this was normal. Oh my God, it's not normal? Maybe I need to figure out why. I would love to not have to deal with this for the next 3 years.
Allison?
Yeah.
More of a, and I know it's because you're editing and working on it, but your second bullet point, be sure you clean that up before you set it out from the bottom. I'm sorry, because it starts with of two.
Yeah, and yeah, no, it's just
one of the, you know.
Yeah, thanks.
You got this. I feel like your energy just retracted a little bit.
I'm just close to tears. I'm shaking. I'm so anxious about it.
Are you anxious because you're afraid that people are going to see it and want to come and see you?
I'm anxious because I think it will take me another 6 months to get this right.
No, it won't.
No.
No, it won't. Not at all. You're really close right there. Come from your heart, add a few things, spend 30 minutes on this. Spend 30 minutes and then post it to us to look at. Put it in a Google Doc so that we can go in and make comments off to the side for you. You've got this. You've got this.
Allison, I'm going to share just a little something with you. I understand it's like giving birth.
Take a breath. What's going on, Allison? What's here right now?
I just can't get it right.
You just can't get it right.
I'm so afraid.
You're afraid.
And each time I see people, they just want a prescription.
The the people you're seeing just want a prescription?
They just want to... They think that a prescription is going to be the answer. They just want some lab testing to see what's wrong, and they just think lab tests and prescriptions are the answer to everything.
And they think lab testing and prescription is the answer to everything. And you?
Well, you know, it's always the way with medicine that people, until they have the sort of education you've given, people don't realize that most of the diagnosis is made on taking a history. It's not made on the lab. But they become more and more dependent on it, on the labs. They think that's the answer to everything. They don't realize that you make the diagnosis on the history.
What I'm hearing you say is exactly what I want you to be writing. It's exactly it, because they don't know what they don't know. And it's you, when you educate them about that, that group is going to go, holy cow. And I'm not saying this in a vacuum. I'm saying this from been there, done that, and moved to a place where when I start to say these things to people, instead of them going and arguing, they're going, yes, I want that. Yes, I want that. That's what I want. I want to really know what's wrong with me. And I mean, you could be as harsh or, you know, as you want to with this, with them, you know, in this letter or when they talk to you or with videos, but in terms of, so you go on the medication, you don't really fix the problem. And then what are the serious downsides? You can come up with tons of stories, even from your own practice, about the dangers of putting people on Band-Aids. What you just said came from your heart, how you feel. They want this because they don't know better. Just like Annette's mamas, right? They think that they just have to figure out how to give them more insulin and how to give them, you know, the right amount of sugar to get them out of that, and then respond with the right. They don't know the dangers, and that's what she's educating them about. What's happening really when your kid's going up and down? Same thing with you, is educating them. And some will, some won't, right? There's going to be that percentage. They are just going to keep doing whatever the doctor says. But just the fact that they're questioning moving outside of the NHS to get the help they need, right? They know that the NHS doesn't provide that. You're going to take them, meet them where they're at, and take them the next step forward. And when you share that there's so much more, the ones that are meant to work with you are going to go, oh my God, yeah, I didn't know that. I don't want that to happen to me. I want to get that fixed. When you share that it could be related to their menopause imbalance, could be related to a gut imbalance, and they suddenly go, oh, well, I've had irritable bowel for the last 20 years. That could be related to why I'm having a miserable menopause. You're going to open up their eyes. But when you come from your place of fear that that's all they want, and your belief that that's all they want, you're withholding. You're withholding a huge part of you that can help them. And it's just you that can help them. The ones that are meant to come to you. This approach is different. The approach that we're taking is different even from a straight functional medicine approach, which really does do that, right? Oh, let's just give bioidenticals instead of Premarin without looking behind that. And we see it all the time. We see it in an ERC all the time. We see it in our programs all the time. The people who have been victimized by even the functional medicine approach. Oh, you've got this here, take this supplement. Oh, you got that, take this supplement. And what you have to offer is so much more and gives them the ability to get their life back in so many other ways. And I know it's scary. But you've been called to this. And you wouldn't be called to it if you didn't have the ability to do it. And what if you put them first over your fear? How would you feel if you could leave the NHS and build a nice lifestyle, writing bioidentical prescriptions for the rest of your life, and that's it?
It would be the same as the NHS, only longer appointments.
Okay. It's that prison that you are breaking free of, and you don't want to get into
it. I want to empower them, and that just writing prescriptions isn't empowering them.
Great. That's what I want to see in this. I want that language to be in this, because they're going to read this and go, yeah, I want to be empowered. I don't want to be, you know, at the mercy of a prescription or a doctor. I want to be empowered. And there are a lot of them out there that want to be empowered. They just don't know it's a possibility. They just don't know it's an option. You know it's an option, and that's what you want to give them. And you know you can. The goal of this particular piece of writing is to get them to say, wow, yeah, I want that. I've never gotten that before. Nobody's ever looked at me that carefully before. I would love for you to just sit down and forget the format and the flow and the structure. So you've got a lot of that in your head. You've taken so many different classes. And just to write from your heart what you want to say to these people, to give them the understanding of what's possible for them. And we can take those words and we can then structure them with whatever, you know, marketing strategy structure it needs. But hit them in the heart. Hit them at the core of what they really want. And even ask, is this what you want? Did you want to go from one prescription to another? Or do you want to truly live your life and know what to do to break free? You mentioned, you know, some other stuff we mentioned, or I mentioned about digestion. You can even hit in there, you know, now that you've hit menopause, you figure it's menopause, but what other health issues have you been struggling with? Did you know that those issues contribute to how well you make it through menopause? And can contributing to why menopause is hell for you? Doesn't have to be that way. Doesn't have to be that way. You can even, you know, when you're writing, like if I'm talking to you, the emphasis of saying it twice, it doesn't have to be that way, dot, dot, dot. It doesn't have to be that way. And maybe with a bolding on different words. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. Like there's ways to do that the language is going to hit them. The ones you want. And yeah, guess what? It's going to repel the ones that they don't get it. They don't care. Just give me a prescription. That's what you want. Maybe someday you can work on the languaging to get to those people too, but that's not who you want to serve right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel your pain. I do. And I want to help you get through this pain. I want to see you write from your heart. A lot of this has been coming from here. Let's drop down here. And let's hear Allison speak. And don't worry about whether the words sound right, but speak from here. We'll help you with the formatting and the languaging and the order to make it like really powerful from a marketing perspective. But I want to hear you speak from your heart. And I've discovered that on my own. When I get up and I speak from my heart, it's so much more powerful. So much more powerful than following a formula. So I'm going to invite you to spend about 30 minutes just jotting down from your heart what you want to say to these people, how you want to help them, how you think that they have just been led astray to this point, and it's not their fault, they just didn't know. Drop into your heart, Allie. You know it's huge. So what's here right now for you?
I'm just tired of struggling.
You're tired of struggling, yeah.
Just so tired of struggling, trying to make this work. I want to have a vibrant business with 10 people, 5 people coming in for strategy sessions a week and just helping so many people by empowering them, by them understanding their health.
Amazing. Can you put that in writing? What I want for you. Just write a little paragraph of what I want for you. You're speaking to this client out there. What I want for you is, what I want for you is, what I want for you is, what you deserve is, what you've been missing out on is. Can do it. I think you're very smart. We all know that. And you've taken a lot of training, both in your medical training, your functional medicine training, and also in marketing. You know, the Lisa Sasevich and the whoever else, Brenda Normand and Kendall Summerhawk, right? And now it's time for Allison to get in there. We can apply those techniques and strategies, but the words have to be you. Not my words, not Kendall's words, not Lisa Sasevich's words, but yours. What do you want for them? What hurts you about the struggle they've had so far? Don't worry about format, don't worry about anything. Just get the words down. I will help you get them in the right format. Don't worry about it. Okay? And just spend 30 minutes. If it's writing it on paper, you know, sometimes there's more magic that happens when you use a pen to write or type it, whichever works better. To just let it flow, let it go from here, actually, to here. From here to here. And we can make some amazingly powerful stuff from that. If you were to flow with that, that language can be used in all different places to attract your right clients in. Breathe. Where's your breath?
Just a tiny.
Tiny, yeah. else? What's going on right now?
My training in medicine is so strong that when I get to my appointments, I fall back into the usual process of what's wrong.
Yeah. And where does your medical training come from? Like, which part of your body are you coming from when you go into that mode?
So a very stressed, superficial, probably head based.
Right. So what keeps you from dropping into your heart?
Wishing to please, wishing not to disappoint their expectations, I guess.
Okay, so wishing
the good old fear of the GMC still, you know, the fear that's got to toe the line.
Mm-hmm. And just imagine that you've dropped into your heart and you're sharing with this person across from you what you want from that for them, what's possible for them. And I want you to just imagine the response. What do you see? You've dropped in your heart. You're telling them what you really want for them.
Excitement.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of getting it.
Yeah. That's what they want and need and deserve. How do you feel about what I asked you to do, sitting down for half an hour, to put a timer on, write for a half an hour from your heart, what you want?
Yeah, I'll do that.
And feel free to just send it on that way without editing it. Stay in your heart. Don't go into your left brain and try to edit it and second guess yourself and add a marketing strategy or whatever. My experience has been that people, what they really need is connection. And what they don't get, obviously, in the typical NHS visit or HMO visit here or whatever, is true connection and true caring. You give it there as best you can in your 9 minutes, but that you're a rarity. And that's what they deserve and need. Have this. I think this is a big breakthrough.
Hope so.
I intend so. Yeah. Anything else? What do you need right now? What's that?
Cup of tea.
A cup of tea. Here you go. You can have some of mine.
I finished mine.
Yeah, mine is empty too. I gotta go fill it up. So sit with a cup of tea and just start letting it flow.
Yeah.
Do it. Yeah. Lynn, do you have anything else you would like to add? No.
Nope. Just, I would say just believe in yourself, but trust yourself.
and trust that those who need you, want you, when they see you, when they really see you and feel you, they're going to be magnetized to you. They've got to feel you. They've got to feel you. Okay, one of these that you're doing, your goal should be to have them see their beauty and their potential. And they walk away knowing that they don't have to deal with things the way they've dealt with it, whether they work with you or not. Some of them will walk away and they will have enough from that one session that they just do the research and figure it out on their own. Small number. Some of them will walk away and say, that lady's batshit crazy. And I don't want to work with her. I'm going back to the NHS. And a bunch of them are going to say, I want to work with her. Because they feel you. They have to feel you.
Yeah.
They feel your heart and they have to know that you care. If the feedback that I get more than anything else from people, and I just go, well, of course, right? But it's worth saying is like, what I love about you is that you really care. Is that I know you really care. I'm like, well, of course I do, right? That's just who I am. Yeah. But that's what they appreciate.
Yeah.
That you really care. And not to the point of getting into a codependent relationship or anything like that, right? But having to tough love, right? I had to do that with people. You've seen it, you felt it. To care enough about you and who you are to say, let's come to the table here and let's do what we need to do. I promise you that the other end of this is sincere. And when you learn to just be you all the time, you know, certain filters here and there, but when you just learn to be you, it's so much less energy. So much less energy. How much energy do you do trying to like toe the party line and say the right things? And you had to do that in your career the whole time, every day. Now you get to do
that. Bite my tongue.
Yeah.
Start people on omeprazole.
Yeah. Yep. Now you get to do that.
Yeah.
I want what's best for you. And they feel that. And I'll walk you every step of the way. You're having trouble with it. I sat with somebody today with the Bilzillion Labs. I said, I'm giving you 5 things to work on. We'll look at the labs in more detail next time. But what I'm seeing is this. And if I go through every one of those labs and I give you everything I see, you're going to be overwhelmed and you're not going to do any of it. Here's the things you need to do first. And I had to risk that because, you know, she was expecting something different from the appointment than what I gave her. But I gave her what I felt she needed. And she knew it. And she felt it. And she thanked me. You can't always give them what they want. You have to give them what they truly need. You know that with children. You've raised children.
Yeah.
You can't give them what they want all the time. All right. You got this.
Yeah, I have. Thank you very much. And sorry to take up so much time.
It's okay. It's totally okay. So can you get me something by the end of the week? Just a rambling even?
Yeah.
I can help you sort it. I'm really good at rearranging things. What did we do with, who did we do it with, Mahala on Sunday with her video? She, it was a great start and she was brave to put it out there. I was like, okay, switch this around, you know, and, but come from her heart. What I sell her, I wanted her to come from her heart more. Let them feel you. Let them know you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Annette, did you have any, you look a little, I don't know, you're okay?
No, I was just communicating with Lynn that I need to go, but I didn't want to be disruptive to Allie. And you don't ever have to apologize for taking the time. You needed it. It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we all learn from other people's meltdowns, sharings. Because we all have, now you got me, you know, sobbing. I'm supposed to be the coach and not.
Allison, just get the Kleenex over there. That's what I do. Right, and let it go. And with one hand I'm right, and with the other hand I'm wiping my face.
Yeah.
So yeah, no apologies really. Yeah.
Thank you guys.
You got
love
this.
You.
I gotta run. Sorry.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You okay?
Yes, yeah, thank you.
To stop.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Breakthrough day.
It's a breakthrough day, yeah. And you know, I've got some selfish interest here. I just want you to know. I hate working with menopause. And I really want to be able to just tell, to hand those folks over to say, I know who can put you in good hands. And there are a lot of people out there that do menopause, but it's not, I don't have the heart connection that I know that I could say, this is what you're, this is the kind of care you're going to get. So that's why I want that self-study program that we can promote. You know, yes. I want to be able to have people come in and say, oh, you got to work with Dr. Allen and get you set up.
Okay. I won that.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Because I don't want to do a menopause program. I don't.
That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for, right?
For sure.
All right. You take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.